Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Friday edition, Penny for Your Thoughts. News Talk 1400. Marathon weekend, Christie Clinic, Illinois Marathon weekend. 5K tonight, all the bigger, longer races coming up tomorrow, but also the youth race is tomorrow. So hope you're getting ready for that. A lot of activity. If you drive in or around Memorial Stadium or the Arc, you'll see a lot of cars and a lot of people getting ready, getting checked in, starting, I think, at 10 o'clock this morning. I was there yesterday to check in, so a lot of people I knew. Everybody's involved in this, it seems like, one way or the other. So we'll look forward to a great weather weekend for all of this. Finally got some great weather just in time for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. So we're looking forward to that, a busy weekend there. Of course, a lot of big national and international news today. You may have heard, and it's just interesting to say it this way because, as you know, technically the Korean War never did really end. Well, the two leaders, the North Korean leader and the South Korean leader, got together, I guess, overnight. And they say signed some papers that say the war is officially over. And they're going to do some other things in addition to all of that and some peacemaking attempts anyway. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Of course, the big news on Bill Cosby, America's dad. He was once known as, of course, the Cosby Show, which was the number one show. Remember on Thursday nights, there was no show even close. And I don't know how you feel. It's just kind of sad, I guess, in a way, that it came down to this and at this stage of his life. Unfortunately, all of that's happened, whether you think he was guilty or not. And, of course, the second trial, they did find him guilty, convicted. He's out on bail, I guess, or bond for the next few weeks and will appeal, apparently. But, you know, everybody knew Bill Cosby. I mean, he was a great comedian, had that long-running show, The Huxtables, of course, on The Cosby Show, and just kind of sad. I mean, my daughters figured out they were too young when that show was on, but they loved the reruns. They enjoyed the show. And I know a couple of networks, at least one, is dropping any Cosby reruns because of the guilty verdict yesterday. So we can talk about that a little bit later on this hour. Because it is the marathon weekend, I thought, well, let me try to find somebody who has won some marathons. And Tatiana McFadden has won just about every marathon there is to win. In fact, in the wheelchair divisions, the big four, the Grand Slam, if you will, of the Boston Marathon, London, Chicago, New York, she won the Grand Slam in 1 year in 2013. She just won the Boston Marathon this year in the rain and ice of Boston, and then finished second in London, her most recent race, last weekend. And she's been in town training, and I caught up with her, and we'll have that conversation for you coming up towards the end of this hour. And then right before the end of the hour, my plan is to give you what we're going to be talking about in the second hour, which is a Flashback Friday. And then you can start texting or emailing your answers in on the subject that I will give you. And then we'll get some primers in here just after 10 o'clock, give you a sample of what we're looking for. And we'll just have fun the last hour, let our hair down here on this marathon weekend and on a Friday to close out the month. So we'll do that on Flashback Friday, hour number two. You can help out your favorite businesses or service companies as part of the News Talk 1400 WDWS. News Gazette Media is the people's choice. We've told you about this. Hope you'll do this. This is really helpful and interesting, I think. The best of East Central Illinois. Go to WDWS.com, cast your votes in any or all of 150 categories. The people's choice brought to you in part by MX Electric. We'll get it started here on this Friday. We have open forum up until about, I would say, 9:45. Open line, if you have a discussion point you want to bring up. We've been talking about taillights and headlights in Urbana. That's been a hot topic the last couple of days. Anything like that is up for grabs on an open line, open forum, as I like to call it. And then we'll talk, have my visit with Tatiana McFadden, and then Flashback Friday. And that's your Friday for Penny. We'll come back with more. Get it started after this. Lots and lots of people running this weekend or participating in the all of the different events, 5K, 10K, youth race, marathon, half marathon, relay, all of that going on in the next, starting tonight and then into tomorrow. So in honor of all the running going to be going on, we've got a few running bumpers. You'll hear some of those. I got a whole list from our general manager, Mike Hale, of running songs. Not going to play them all, obviously, don't have time, but I just, some of those are kind of fun. The Bee Gees, Run to Me, Bad Company, Run with the Pack, Beatles, Run for Your Life, Carly Simon, It Keeps You Running. There's a whole list there. 356-9397 is the phone number. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. You can email us, talk@wdws.com. If you are looking for a home this weekend and in amidst everything else going on, let me direct you to Damian Spencer at Fisher National Bank. He's worked with Steve and Pam Starwald. I've told you about the husband and wife couple from Keller Williams. He's worked with them for 10 years. And say you're looking to get a home and you think, boy, I don't know how much I'd even be pre-approved for. I have no clue. $100,000, $200,000, $150,000? Well, if you don't know that, you can find out today. And so if you want to go looking at homes tomorrow or Sunday, but again, you're upsizing, downsizing, or you're just guessing, don't throw darts at the wall. Get some help. Damien at Fisher National Bank can get that information to you right away today with the help of Steve and Pam Starwald. So 217-239-7156 is the number. And Fisher National Bank, located at 1710 South Neal. The husband and wife team at Keller Williams, if you have questions about buying a home, how much is needed for your mortgage, call that same number, and again, they'll get you lined up with Damian from Fisher National Bank. So good to have somebody that you know. If you know Steve and Pam, they'll do a great job for you. They'll get you lined up with Damian at Fisher National Bank. So check it out, 239-7156. All right, open line here for the first little bit of our show today, and then we'll have our Flashback Friday in the second hour today. What do you make of the Bill Cosby guilty verdict at his sexual assault retrial? You know, when you write a story, I learned this in journalism class in college. We had a very tough news writing editor when I was in college. So when you write your story, you write that first paragraph is designed to be kind of a summary of the whole story, where you try to tell as much as you can, the shorthand version of everything you're going to read to follow. And AP had this from Norristown, PA. Bill Cosby was convicted Thursday of drugging and molesting a woman in the first big celebrity trial of the hashtag MeToo era, completing the spectacular late-life downfall of a comedian who broke racial barriers in Hollywood on his way to TV superstardom as America's Dad. That's the first paragraph. Cosby is 80. He could end up spending his final years in prison after a jury concluded he sexually assaulted a Temple University employee, Andrea Constant, in his suburban Philadelphia home back in 2004. He claimed the encounter was consensual. After the verdict, Cosby waved to the crowd outside the courthouse, got into an SUV, and left without comment. His lawyer said the fight is not over, said he will appeal. One prosecutor claimed that Cosby was nothing like the image he played on TV. His sweater-wearing, wisdom-dispensing father of five, Dr. Cliff Huxtable, on The Cosby Show. His retrial took place against the backdrop of Me Too, the movement against sexual misconduct that has taken down powerful men in rapid succession, among them Harvey Weinstein, Matt Lauer, Kevin Spacey, and Senator Al Franken of Minnesota. The jurors in the case all indicated they were aware of the Me Too movement, but said before the trial they could remain impartial. Cosby's lawyer slammed the Me Too, calling Cosby its victim and likening it to a witch hunt. So anyway, that was the kind of the back and forth on the Cosby trial. Any thoughts on that? Will you be watching the, if there is a Cosby rerun on, does that obviously affect the way you kind of view the show? Is it hard? It'd be hard for me. I know that. I don't know. I just makes me sad in a way because that was such a great show, and you learned a lot from that show. It's just interesting to watch, and now, of course, One Network has already dropped it. 3569397. The leaders of North Korea and South Korea have repeated a vow to rid the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons, but failed to produce any specific new measures or potential breakthrough on an issue that's terrified many since the rivals seemed on the verge of war last year. Now, North and South Korea did agree to stop all hostile acts over land, sea, and air that can carry tension and clashes after a summit between their leaders at a border truce village. The North Korean leader and the South Korean president announced today, overnight, that starting May 1, they'll suspend all loudspeaker propaganda broadcasts. The countries have been blaring at each other across their heavily armed border. They also plan to hold military talks in May to further discuss reducing tension. So if you're a Korean War veteran, I'm just curious, I mean, when you heard that today, they basically said, hey, the war is over. I mean, technically, it never really did end. I mean, they had the armistice, and they drew the line there in the middle where they did. But just wonder what ran through your mind when you heard that this morning, when you saw the two Koreas. And, of course, the summit coming up with Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un as well. Looks like late May or June for that. So does the president get any credit for that or not? What happened today? The pressure on North Korea, or is there something else afoot there? You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 3515-357, or you can email us at talk@wdws.com. Let's go to the phones, and Don is up. Hi, Don. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
In light of Bill Cosby, isn't it about time to hold the other Bill accountable?
Oh, Bill Clinton?
For sure. And, you know, I'm appalled that Stan uses this forum for his lunacy. Stan wants to get on here every day and try to taint my vote. He wants to make me a victim of some crime for every vote that voted for Trump. You know, 63 million people in the Electoral College all voted for Trump. He won the election. Stan has no right to get on here every day and try to make me a victim and act like something had to have happened for Donald Trump to get elected. American people couldn't have done that. You know, Stan needs to, I think he needs a mental home.
Well, I don't know. He just has an opinion, and I mean, he's you know, left of left. I mean, he's out there, but hey, you know, we've got other people that are.
He's talking about an investigation that's been going on for, what, a year and a half now, and they have no proof of any collusion between Donald Trump and Russia. And he just said the other day, Trump's doing just what Putin told him to do, bring down the country. That's ridiculous.
Well, I think from a political standpoint, we've reached a point in this country where I could say the sky is blue, or somebody could say the sky is blue, and the other side argues, no, the sky is really green.
And well, I got a beef with you on that one. You said you were culturally different because you grew up on a farm. Now, if I grew up with a swimming pool or by a lake, am I culturally different?
Grew up by a swimming pool?
A misuse. Yeah,
well,
it's a misuse of the term. When you're culturally different, that's not the definition.
Well, I grew up by a lake, too. I had a fishing lake. Does that count?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't. All right, thanks, Don. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, 356-9397. Yeah, you know, all the collusion stories, I mean, there's a set of people that believe, yeah, he's guilty of everything he's accused of, and they're not going to give him any chance to even believe that what may be true, what may not be true. It doesn't matter because it's Donald Trump. There's the other, you know, thinking that, hey, you know, he does a lot of things right, don't like the way he acts. He needs to cool it on the tweets. But, you know, he's getting some stuff done that people wanted done, why they voted for him. So it goes back and forth like that. But I just encourage people, look, the elections are coming up, 2018. If you want Trump out, you know, vote against, vote for the Democrats in the midterm elections. If they take over the House, whatever he wants to try, they can stop. You know, if they want to set off in an impeachment course, they can try it. I don't think it's going to go very far, but they can try it. And in 2020, vote for whoever the Democrat is, turn out more people, and do it at the ballot box. I don't know what else you do. I mean, if you to me, it's a constant drip, drip, drip every day of complaint, complaint, complaint. Well, the only thing you can do about it is go vote when the time comes. I don't know what else you do. Just my thought, anyway. 356-9397. You can take that or leave it. Let's go to Earl. Hi, Earl. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, you were talking earlier about playing bumper music with the word run or something like that in it.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion from, you might remember back in your days at Liberty, and that's the Daniel Band's Run from the Darkness.
Run from the Darkness.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm looking on my list here. I don't see it here.
Oh.
But who did it? Who performed the song?
The Daniel Band.
Oh, the Daniel Band. Okay.
Now, when you was at Liberty, was you on the radio at Liberty?
I was.
Did you spin disc, or what all did you do there?
I did everything. I actually, I started out, let's see here, I'm trying to think, on the campus station, me and a friend of mine produced a weekend Sunday night show that was talking about sports. So we talked for 15 minutes. I got up early in the morning and took a newspaper and wrote up some news stories early in the morning on the campus station. I played records back then. This is where I learned to do talk shows. I had to do a talk show. We were so new. The school was only 10 years old at the time, so radio was very, very new, and it was like pioneer days. But we had
right.
I did an hour talk show with no phones and no tech, you know, obviously no text, nothing else. I talked for an hour
right.
straight with no commercials.
Yeah. Oh. So without the commercials, you really didn't have a chance to take a break and regroup your thoughts or anything.
No, you just keep talking. So that was good. You know, it was hard, but it was good training.
So when you spun disc, what kind of music did they spin there at the Liberty radio station?
Oh, it was all the, you know, you had mostly gospel music. You know, you had the Amy Grant, lady named Christine Wurtzen. You had Dallas Holman Praise.
Right,
you name
right.
it. The Imperials.
did they let you go to the edge and play Petra, DeGarmo and Key, or Striper?
They were just getting started. Yeah, yeah. That was funny because it was funny because I worked at two stations. There was the campus station, and then there was the church-related station that was just on campus, but it was had a bigger signal. It was an FM station. Our little campus station was just heard in the dorms. It didn't. If you stepped outside the dorm, you couldn't hear it. But on the campus station you could play like Petra and some of that, but on the other station you couldn't. So,
well, that's why I brought that up. I figured if you spun some of the more edgier stuff, you might have heard a Daniel Band from back in the day, and that was one of their songs that they played on the radio was "Run from the Darkness." Their biggest hit, of course, was "Walk on the Water," which is like the number one song for Christian rock in like 1984.
Okay, well, that was right in the wheelhouse there. So
yeah,
I'm sure I might have played it and didn't realize it.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's one thing about YouTube. I've stumbled upon songs that I just totally forgot that I had the tape to back in the day. So
yeah, those cassette tapes. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Anything else, Earl?
No, that's it. You have a good weekend.
All right. Hey, good to visit with you. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Well, you took me back about 35 years. 356-9397. Yeah, I had to do that talk show, sports talk show. No phones, no commercials. Try that sometime. It's hard, but I learned. Let's see here. Dan Fogelberg, Run for the Roses. Dion, Run Around Sue. Doobie Brothers, It Keeps You Running. So you'll hear, you're not going to hear all of those, but I've picked just three or four out. I only have time for so many, but those are some of the bumpers you'll hear today. Flashback Friday coming up at 10. Tatiana McFadden, my visit with her coming up in just a little bit as well. 9:28, back after this. Join us tonight at 5 o'clock, Fighting Illini Baseball, as we head into the weekend at Bloomington against the Hoosiers. Dave Lone has the play-by-play for us tonight at 5 on DWS. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it. Not for a minute. There you go. R-E-O. Another one of our running songs. That sounded like it was underwater, Jim. Was that all right? Okay. We're back on Penny for Your Thoughts, 356-9397. We'll have a visit with Tatiana McFadden, who's won a lot of marathons and a lot of Paralympic medals. University of Illinois was in a wheelchair, or was on the wheelchair team in basketball and track and field. Talk to her in a few minutes. You'll hear that conversation. Flashback Friday at 10. Bill says in an email here, he says, the best thing about electing an outsider for president is that he doesn't accept the constant mantra of political people in Washington. You can't do this. That's not the way things get done here. President Trump says and does things that really turn people's heads. Later on, he's proven right. I think his business experience lets him see three or four moves ahead of most people. You may not like his personality or his approach, but it's increasingly hard to argue with the results. That is from Bill. 9:31, Michael Kaiser, news headlines. More at Penny for Your Thoughts, straight ahead. Just thinking about running today, as everybody is in town with the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. All the events starting tonight, so we've got some bumper music with Run in it. There's a whole list here. I've got about, I don't know, 30, 35 of those. Lionel Richie, Running with the Night. Jackson Brown, Running on Empty, Four Seasons, Girl Come Running, Eagles Long Run. All right, we're going to hear from Tatiana McFadden here in just a few minutes. Let's go to Anna Wall. Hi, Anna Wall.
Well, good morning, and let me state at the outset that I'm rather oblivious to some of the atrocities that are alleged against Mr. Cosby. You activated my memory of it. And I used to love that show. Florence, his wife, the values that were articulated at that time, I used to allow my child, we'd sit up and watch it and enjoy it. So I really must admit my ignorance about what the charges are now. But I would say that at the time I watched the show, he was indeed a role model for all men, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to suggest, well, I just don't understand why, if somebody's raped, why don't they tell it at the time? Now, that's my main question.
Well, and there was a lot of other women who stepped forward in various situations, but this one, I guess, was the one that was the, I don't know, if the most serious. Well, I don't know. It's that's one of those things that's been talked about for many, many years, not with him, but in general. You know, why women maybe are afraid to come forward, afraid they'll lose their jobs, Frazier of the – I mean, there's a – I don't know. I'm not a woman. I don't know how they feel in situations like that.
It was the wrong thing to do, but
yeah.
I was just wondering why they waited so long to tell it. That's all.
Okay.
Well, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Anna Wall. Very good. Let's go to Ted. Hey, Ted, good morning.
Good morning. I went to Alan Dershowitz last night, met him, got his autograph. It was great. As I maybe you've already talked about it, one law student brought up the bathroom thing with that professor.
Yeah, that was the first question. That was the first. Yeah, what do you think? I think he's very impressive, Dershowitz.
Oh, it's just, he's beyond impressive, but that he replied, as you may have talked about, should have been charges filed, but again, I'm guessing those involved, well, he doesn't know all the circumstances of the situation, and it's not proper for him to comment.
Yeah.
Well, that's phony baloney, but it was good. And the thing that one of the head of the Jewish league on campus gave Alan a yarmulke. I call it a yarmulke, a little hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he commented something about the Russian Jews at one time could not wear this or they would be beaten up if not killed. And I wanted to get up, but I'm not that well at speaking, and say, well, you come on campus with Trump gear or voice an opinion, the same thing would happen. But all the young Jewish people were very, very polite, unlike a mob action. When they get into a mob, they turn into wolves. But I will compliment them last night, but they were totally phony, and I have nothing against them, but they were on their best behavior last night, let's say.
Well, I found it interesting that he's been talking about Dershowitz has been in on the discussions with the Middle East on with the president. I found that interesting.
Right.
So,
He bashed Obama good time.
Oh. Well, he got after him about
no
some
use
things.
For Obama.
Yeah. Well, on some things he did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as far as Stan yesterday, basically he called people who voted for Trump homophobes, Islamophobes, and all the above. Well, he called Trump, said Trump was surrounded by those people, which says if I voted for him, I'm that. I love to meet Stan one-on-one anytime, any place to speak about said situation. Yeah. But again, he lives in the most separated town in the county, which is St. Joe, so. Come out of the cocoon and face the real life. And I'm not saying be racist because I'm not, but he's in another world.
All right. Hey, Ted, thank
you.
Good to hear from you. And we'll take a quick break. Tatiana McFadden, my conversation with her, coming up after this break on Penny for Your Thoughts, Flashback Friday, starting after the news at 10. We'll have some fun to close out the week. Well, that's not a running song, but that's a dance song, I guess. Right, close enough. 356-9397. But what we're going to do right now is caught up with Tatiana McFadden, a remarkable story. She wound up at the University of Illinois. She was born in the Soviet Union, born with spina bifida, paralyzed her from the waist down, eventually was adopted from an orphanage by Deborah McFadden, who I've had a chance to visit with on the phone a little bit in the last few days, trying to set up a quick interview with her because she's training all the time. She's going to be participating. Tatiana is in the relay, the marathon, coming up tomorrow. But she's been in the Paralympic Games in Rio, London, Athens, Beijing, started racing when she was 8. And by my count, I may have missed some of this. I know she's won, I think, 17 medals in the Paralympic Games. As far as the marathons, she won the Boston Marathon just a week or so ago. She finished second in London. She won the Boston Marathon in 2018, 16, 14, and 13, New York City Marathon in 14, 15, and 13, Chicago Marathon in her first try at it, 2009, 13, and 17, and the London Marathon, 16, 15, 14, and 13, and she won all four of them, the Grand Slam of those events in 2013. And caught up with her yesterday, training over at the University of Illinois, and talked to her about her week winning the Boston Marathon and finishing second in London.
It has been quite a week. I'm really pleased with how the week went, and it was kind of a good birthday celebration because my birthday was on Saturday. But Boston was really, really tough. We got the really tough wind and rain conditions, which made it for a really interesting race. And in London, it was beautiful weather, sunny, hot, had wind, and a sprint finish. So it was quite exciting.
I was going to say, quite a contrast between how wet was it in Boston?
Soaking. Like, yeah. There was puddles coming through. So when I was finishing, you were just kind of going through a puddle, and by that time soaked, and you were pretty cold crossing the finish line. It was about freezing, so it didn't really turn into, I would say it was like rain ice. Mm-hmm. So you were quite cold crossing that finish line.
Well, you've been racing since you were 8 years old. You entered a marathon with the Chicago Marathon, and was it 09? Was that your first one? And that you had been a sprinter before, right?
Yeah, so my history has been sprinting in Athens and Beijing games. And the coach, Adam Blakeney, he said, you know, why don't you try a marathon? And that was back in 2009. And he convinced me. Just think about it, 400 meters, about 100 times or so, and you finished a marathon. Because I love the 400 meters. And coming from a sprinting background, you know, we made quite a good joke out of it. But I'm really happy that I turned into marathoning. I think it made me a really well dual diverse athlete.
Well, you won that first one, so that fuels your interest. Obviously, well, this is fun. I'm good at it. I just will do it more, right?
It definitely, it was a surprise to everyone that I won, even to my mom who came. You know, she was just hoping that I would just cross the finish line. So it was to everyone's surprise, including mine. And marathoning, I really like it. It's tough and it's challenging, and it takes a really special, different kind of training and technique for it. Each race is so different, especially with weather that plays in, competitors that come in. So you don't really know what kind of race you're gonna get, but hope for the best. And I think that's why I like it. I can do it all year. I do about four marathons a year, and I can focus on each challenge.
In 2013, you won what's called the Grand Slam of these marathons with Boston and London and New York and Chicago.
Yep.
That's a major accomplishment. Nobody else had ever done that, right?
No one's ever done that before. From 2013 all the way to 2016, winning 17 major marathons. No one's ever done that. And it will be pretty tough to someone to come close to that. I mean, no doubt, but I mean, someone can, but it's quite a huge achievement, something that no one in history has ever done. And I'm actually in the Guinness World Record for that. So that was really, really cool to be in that book. It's been good. I hope to maybe repeat it in the future. We'll see. I'm really happy this year. Coming back this year after some complications last year. So can only go up and get stronger from here.
Of those four, is there one that's tougher than the others? Does it depend on terrain, or is it just they're all similar depending on the weather?
They're all really tough. So Boston is, it's a downhill course, but towards the end you get lots of climbing, you get lots of hills. London's pretty flat, so it always comes to a sprint finish. Chicago is pretty flat, except for that last hill, so it usually comes down to a sprint finish. New York is really, really hilly, and so that usually can break up the pack. But you can still come in about with 1 to 2 to 3 people, so each course has its own kind of uniqueness to it.
Tatiana McFadden with us here for a few more minutes as we get ready for the Illinois Marathon, which is coming up. We'll talk about that here in a moment, but you're also competing in the Olympics, Paralympics, even with your sister, back in 2012, right?
Yeah, it was really cool to have my sister there back in 2012 and in Rio, too. It's something really special. So she's an undergrad here as well. And competing with her is awesome because, you know, I can kind of explain to each other, you know, our good days and our bad days, and she gets it 100%, going through it completely. I enjoy it. It's good, you know. I treat her just like any other competitor, and she does the same. But you know, besides, you know, racing, we're really good friends. There's no one I'd rather have by my side.
I'm sure it's always emotional because you were born in Soviet Union. You adopted. You moved to Baltimore, to Maryland, with your mom there, Deborah, and then you compete for the United States in these.
Yep.
But you also went back home to Russia, to Sochi, to compete there, too. So talk about all the emotions of representing your country and going back to your birth country.
Yeah, so, being adopted from Russia, I've always had a dream of mine to have my birth parents at a competition. So when 2014 rolled around, you know, I thought, oh, that'd be really, really cool. First, I had to figure out what sport. And I thought, why not cross-country skiing? Because I have the strength and the endurance, and I just have to learn technique of the sport. And I remember telling my mom, and I don't know what sport yet, and she was like, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to commentate? And I said, no, I want to be an athlete. And my parents are unbelievable. They've always believed in my dream and my goal. And that was really a different set of challenges coming into a new sport I didn't know. It was it was hard. You know, from racing, I kind of know my routine. But in cross country skiing, I didn't really know it. And learning my routine and learning technique, I didn't, at one point I really thought, like, am I really going to make the team? Because I was so bad. You had to, like, turn the results to see my results, coming in like 20th. But the cross country sprint at a third World Cup in Germany saved me, because I made the finals. Mm-hmm. And I made the team through lots of emotions. I think the scariest part was, you know, not making a team, and almost kind of feeling like a failure, and maybe my dream not coming true. Really, really high emotion, especially for that last World Cup. But when I made the team, it was everything. And winning the silver medal in the cross country sprint was the cherry on top. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're here at the University of Illinois. Dr. Nugent, you think of Gene Driscoll, you think of all the great predecessors and the University of Illinois and what that's meant for wheelchair access. You were a wheelchair basketball player, right?
I was. I came in to U of I on a basketball scholarship, not a track scholarship. So that switched in 2012, oddly enough. But this program has brought in legends, and I knew that when I was back in middle school and high school. So I've always had my eyes set on the University of Illinois, nowhere else. It's just been amazing to watch the program grow, and for people to be really interested in both programs, in wheelchair basketball and wheelchair racing. We have amazing athletes that have come through, legends that have come through that, you know, really paved the way for sports. And just being part of that is so much fun, and it's amazing. We have a really great coach, and good teammates, and we're all training hard for Tokyo 2020, and I think we'll have a really big team from the U of I going.
Well, as you know, having been around here, the Illinois Marathon comes up tomorrow, actually, Saturday. Some of the other events are tonight, but that's kind of cool for a community this size to have a marathon, right?
It's really cool for this community to have a marathon. It's so much fun. I think the weather is looking good, because I remember doing it the year before, and it was downpouring rain and really cold, so I'm really excited for that. We do the marathon as a team, usually every year, and it's exciting to be here this year. I think last year was in London, so I couldn't do it, so that'd be a lot of fun. I know that people have been putting in a lot of training for it, and I think it's a really good community event. Supporting, you know, different charities, supporting different communities around here in Champaign. So it's all good. Yeah.
So you'll be competing in it?
I will be racing as a team. Yeah. I think myself and Amanda and maybe Chelsea. So it'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, it's great to visit with you. Congratulations on all your accomplishments. I mean, people talk about you around the world. I mean, people know your name and what you've accomplished and what you've overcome in your life. And what a great story. A lot of it originated once you got into college here at the U of I, that kind of made your career take off, right?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I love what I do, and making an impact, and pushing the sport forward, and really educating people on what disability is and what Paralympics is, and getting the marathons well known. So I really enjoy all of it.
Tatiana McFadden, multiple Olympic winner, Paralympic winner, and multiple marathon winner. Just won the Boston Marathon here recently from the University of Illinois. We'll come back with more Penny for Your Thoughts. Get you ready for Flashback Friday after this timeout. Keep on running. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. Quick email talking about the Cosby accusers. It said it's easier said than done for a woman to come forth and say that they were raped. Unless someone's been through that treacherous and awful experience, they will never truly understand why a woman loses the power to speak about it immediately or even at all. That's talk at WDWS.com. All right. Appreciate our visit with Tatiana McFadden. Had a chance to catch up with her. She's very busy. And had a few minutes there with her. All right, we're coming up on 9:59. Our topic for the day today on Flashback Friday, we just heard about Bergner's is going to be closing. The company there, of course, has been in financial difficulty. I'm looking for your favorite stores you used to shop, whether it was retail, or other type of store, five and dime store. It doesn't have to be in Champaign. It could be maybe where you grew up or a chain that you used to love to go to that you went to frequently. If you want to share those in the next hour, we'll take your phone calls, 356-9397. Text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. You can start now here at the tone at the top of the hour, 351-5357, or email us, talk@wdws.com. Those are the ways to reach us. Favorite stores growing up, favorite places you used to shop that maybe are no longer around. Share those with us in the next hour. Flashback Friday is after the news. Get them started now on WDWS Champaign-Urbana.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk@wdws.com. Or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Doing Flashback Friday. It's the last Friday of the last hour, the last Friday of the month. Not the last month of the year by any means, but this will be the fourth edition since we're in the fourth month of the year in April. And our question today has to do with department stores. And we sadly heard about Bergner's is going out of business. Bon-Ton is the name of the company.
Yes.
So they're going out. We have three friends in the studio here. The voice you just heard is Karen York, our office manager. Whitney Emmert is here, and Whitney needs to tell us all that she does upstairs.
I'm the marketing manager here at News Gazette Media, okay. So I run the events and all kinds of stuff.
All right, and we have Allie Adams here, who is on our sister station,
yep.
Light Rock 97.5.
I am.
So is your song long enough you can stay?
Yep.
You're okay? Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
I'm all good. I can run across the hall, and it's literally like five steps.
All right, normally I let ladies go first, but Victor has been on the line through the news. He was ready for Flashback Friday at like 9:59.
Oh, nice.
So let's get Victor on real quick. Okay. This is about department stores, chain stores, stores you used to shop at, grocery stores, whatever you retail stores that are no longer around that you remember, your favorite, if it's a five and dime store, whatever. Victor, you're first. Go ahead.
Well, coming down Main Street in Champaign, there was Sealy Johnson's, and we came on down. The street was Vakey's, which was a confectionery, and Swanell's drugstore, and then there was a Walgreens, and if you went on down the corner was a Piggly Wiggly store. People probably don't even know what Piggly Wiggly means anymore, but I think Eisner bought them. Robeson had a full store selling furniture up on the upper floors, and I don't know what all clothing downstairs. Coming back up the way, there was Kresge's, and Kresge's had two stores. One was a dollar store, and one was called a 5- and 10-cent store. And Ross Hardware was next to the bank. It's where I bought my first bicycle. Anyway, these are just some of the ones that are long gone now, buildings and all.
Yeah, well.
I probably could come up with some more, but that'll hit Main Street anyway.
Yeah, well, that's a great list, and Walgreens about the only one that's survived. I mean, they've grown and expanded. They're everywhere now, but.
Yes, they've moved to it several times on down the street. Over on the campus, Bailey and Himes disappeared. These are not department stores, but they're stores that we use.
Oh, sure. Yep.
And,
those all qualify.
Can I tell you a few. I grew up in Sedors. Can I tell you a few of the ones missing down there?
Well, give me a couple, because I got the lines already filling up here. So.
Okay, there was Hall's Grocery Store and Coley's Drug Store and Klitching's Grocery Store and Kelly's Hardware and Mason's Garage. And that'll give you a few for the people around that area that might remember them.
All right, very good. Thank you, Victor.
Okay.
Yep, thanks for waiting. All right, now. Karen, he mentioned Robeson's. You worked there, right?
Yes, I did. That was my first paying job. But having, like I've said before, grown up just across Westside Park, babysitting money, everything, that's I saved that so I could buy, you know, an outfit from Robeson's. Mm-hmm. So, and yes, he mentioned a lot of great stores that I remember. But Robeson's was definitely... It had everything. It had washers and dryers and clothing. China was where brides went to register. That was always something really special to do. But they had a great teen department. Mm-hmm. It was just a really great department store, and customer service was number one. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Robeson made sure that that was the priority. So kind of sad that that's gone by the wayside in some areas.
Mm-hmm. And the building is still there.
The building is still there.
And you can see the little cutout where the bridge was over the road.
Yes. Yeah, that was a huge thing when they, I remember when they put that in, they connect the parking garage. Yeah. We used to have fashion shows up there and breakfast with Santa on the bridge there.
Yeah. I knew Robeson's would be like first. That would come up.
Yep, that would be my memory of department stores.
Email says, I really miss Robeson's department store in downtown Champaign. Hope they can fill the Bergner space with
Von Maur.
Okay. Or Dillard's. Ooh. Dillard's used to be there, Dillard's. I think, a long time ago. I think, didn't it?
I don't remember a Dillard's.
Oh, okay. I do, for some reason. Maybe I'm thinking a different town.
Maybe somewhere else
Somewhere else I've lived. I lived in Virginia, Oklahoma, California. Yeah.
Yes.
Could be somewhere else. All right. Whitney Emmert.
Okay. I was thinking about this, and my favorite store when I was growing up was Hills in Danville. And the only reason it was my favorite is because their commercial was Hills is where the toys are. So I used to beg my mom every weekend, please, can we go to Hills? It's where the toys are. And so she would reluctantly roll her eyes and say, oh, okay, fine. We will go to Hills because that's where the toys are. And I thought that was their whole name. Hills is where the toys are, not just Hills.
In Danville.
In Danville.
And that's where you grew up.
That's where I grew up.
Okay. And Allie, you grew up in Rockford, right?
I grew up in Rockford, so it's a little bit different for me, even though one of the stores that I am thinking about a lot right now is Bergner's. That was my very first job when I was in high school. So to me, it's sad to see Bergner's go. But being from Rockford, another store that was a really huge deal was Marshall Fields.
Okay.
And I have lots of memories of going to Fields with my mom, sitting in, you know, the dressing rooms for hours waiting. And if I was good, I got a cookie from Cookie Factory. And I still remember that.
Those are great memories.
Yes.
From Rockford to Danville to Champaign. Well, thank you, ladies.
No problem.
It was a big help. Anything else you want? This is your big moment.
The mic's this is our shining moment.
Mine are Whitney's. Okay. I think Whitney's.
Oh, please.
No, thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
I'll let you go back to work. Thank you, Karen.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Whitney, Allie. Appreciate everybody's input. All right, back to the phones here. Nancy, good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. I have to agree a lot with Karen. Of course, I almost walked the same path as her from high school to downtown Champaign. My recollection of favorite is just downtown Champaign. I took the city bus when we were in junior high and took the city bus downtown on Saturday and just spent the day, as Karen said, spending our babysitting money and going to the Robeson's and third floor where they had the teen hangout room in the teen section and all the department stores, Penny's, which is now the News Gazette office and your office, Coons, Blum's, all of those stores. And then, of course, having to stop somewhere along the way for either a bite at Chris's Candy Shop or the Walgreens, which is now Hamilton Walker's, and jewelry stores, the one that's still there, W.T. Grant, the Kreskes, all of those. You know, it was just a day downtown Champaign spending our money.
So did most people that grew up here, I mean, would they, and I grew up in Tolono, so I mean, west of Tolono in town, but would everybody, their first job be at Robeson's? I mean, would that be a...
Besides babysitting, actually, it was a first job for me, actually, too. I got on, I was on the high school sewing board for a couple years at Robeson's, and we had the fashion shows that Karen mentioned, and then I worked there, and I worked there on the third floor in linens, and the sewing department, and all through high school, and even after high school. I would get a call from the manager of the Robeson's Linens, and he would say, "Nancy, are you home from school yet?" And so he wanted me during the holidays and the summer and everything. So I did that for a couple years, even into college when I was home on break.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it was a very, very special place.
Yep. Well, holds a lot of memories for a lot of people, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 356-9397. We're talking about department stores, chain stores, stores you remember that maybe aren't around anymore. This is all in light of the Bergner story from the last week or two. On an email here, it says the Index, I-N-D-E-X, was a five-and-dime store chain located along the eastern side of Illinois with stores from Villa Grove to at least as far south as Mount Carmel. They sold everything from candy to school and office supplies to women's clothing, curtains, and towels. You could always find something of interest at the Index, is what it was known as. Also, an email in says, best three stores ever, Robeson's, Goldblatt's, Huey's. Huey's was awesome because of the way it was shaped, right? The store was big in the front, and when you got down to the end, in the corner, there on Vine Street, it was very tiny. I was always fascinated by that. It was for geometry, it was great. You could learn about geometry that way. What angle was the corner in the of the store at Huey's? Also an email, as a kid, my favorite place to go shopping with my family was the Kay's Merchandise when it was on Mattis Avenue. Yeah, the Kay's Merchandise Mart. I remember feeling it was like a maze of cool things with the electronics section, the huge jewelry area, sporting goods, and of course the toys. 1020 at DWS on our Flashback Friday here at the end of April. And Don, good morning.
Good morning. I can sum it up pretty briefly. If it was Huey's, and if they didn't have it, you didn't need it.
That was the slogan, wasn't it?
That's correct, yes.
I remember how the aisles just got smaller and smaller and smaller the further back you went.
And they would just leave stuff laying on the floor. They didn't have to show it to anyone. Just look around. You'll find it.
That's right. You just you just step over stuff. That's right.
That's exactly right.
Thank you. All right. Jim Lewis says Alola, his wife, and he got their wedding rings 22 years ago at Kay's Merchandise. Is that right? He's wearing it now? That's pretty cool. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more after this timeout. Penny for your thoughts, Flashback Friday. Keep them coming. Penny for your thoughts, last hour of the last Friday of the month. This is version number 4 here in April. We'll do it again at the end of May, and we're doing the Flashback Friday, 356-9397. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, and email us at talk@wdws.com. Again, a reminder, if you have a collision, we certainly hope you don't, but if you do, Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair, full-service facility. They know having a car accident's a serious matter. Choosing the best collision repair specialist is also very serious. And Dave Miller and Bill Gallo put their name on the business. 18 years, 23,000 vehicles and counting. Hopefully you haven't, I mean, they hope too. They don't want to have you be in an accident or get hurt or have to. But if you do need them, give them a call, contact them, go by and see them, get a free estimate. They're located there between the Prospect and Neal exits. Attractive building. It's hard to miss. It says Gallo Miller right on the side, big red letters. South side of I-74, gallomiller.com. They know what a hassle it can be, insurance companies, adjusters, all of that. They've worked in that business. You know, that's a whole different language. They speak a different language. I know I was when I'm with football coaches, when they're with former players, they speak a different language. They're talking about things I don't even understand. And that's the way it is when you have a wreck. You know, what in the world do I do? Well, contact Gallo Miller, Paint and Collision Repair, gallomiller.com. All right, let's see here. I used to shop, texter says I used to shop at Gary and Al's at Marketplace. Another place I shopped at was Steve and Barry's. And did anyone remember the old IGA on the corner of Mattis and Sangamon in Champaign and Kresge's at Country Fair Center in the 70s? 1025 here at DWS. Let's go back to the phones to Brad. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, Brian, what's going on? Things that always remind me, it might have been brought up before, but was Goldblatt's and Joe the Miner Burn. I'll never forget Joe the Miner Burn. When I was a little kid, we used to run back there, and he'd be in his cage, and he'd be talking and everything. That's Goldblatt's. That always, that's probably my number one. And then a lot of people probably forget about Wells Department Store there in Urbana there on Philo Road.
Hmm. Wells, huh?
Yep.
Yep.
Wells Department Store there. Building's still there, a bunch of different businesses in it now, but I'll always remember Joe the Miner Bird, though, over there at Goldblatt's.
Well, Goldblatt's, I think, my Goldblatt's was my Grandma Barnhart's favorite store, I think. Seemed like she loved loved going there.
Yep, it was a classic. So anyway, just wanted to throw that in.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks for throwing that in. Grant's Department Store, dining counters served hot dogs that the bun was toasted on the inside and outside. Over 50 years later, I can still taste them. They used to have a mobile crime prevention display. They parked downtown. In the back was an electric chair. Scared the heck out of me, says Bill. All right, Flashback Friday. Those are great. I remember going to Kmart. They had the big little dining counter, dining area, and the punch, the orange punch or the cherry punch or strawberry, whatever it was, the grape. I remember that. And then they bring out that blue light. You know, blue light special, blue light special. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. It's funny you should be mentioning restaurants and food counters.
At a department store?
Yeah, because I wanted to call and tell you, it's not a department store.
Yeah.
But I think it was Aunt Sonia's, the Pancake House.
Yep.
On Kirby.
Sure.
Yeah. My wife's been gone a little over 15 years. But back when we were dating, she was a dance instructor, and we went there after a dance one night, had breakfast early morning, whatever, with a bunch of our friends, and on the way home, I asked her to marry me, and the next morning, she said yes. So I missed that place sincerely.
Oh, man, I know. And was it Uncle Bill? Uncle Bill's too, Aunt Sonia?
Yeah, I don't remember, but I remember they had... Yeah, chocolate chip pancakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm sure they were decadent in their own way. But when you're talking about things you remember, somehow that just popped into my mind. I thought I'd give you a call.
Wow. Well, thank you for doing that, Jerry. That was great.
Great place, great memories. And I love your show. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
See you, buddy.
See you, buddy. All right. Go from Jerry to Mary Lou. Hey, Mary Lou, good morning.
Good morning. I'm thinking... We went to Terre Haute a lot because I was more from southern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
We had Mises and Roots and Schultz's. We had two dime stores, Stevenson, and it was all within a two-block area, and scads of shoe stores. Shoes was my thing, and I could go there and buy a pair of shoes, summer, winter, for $1.99 or $2.99, and that when we knew how much it was, that was what it was because they didn't have the tax.
No, on top of that, yeah.
Oh.
Wow. So did you bought a lot of shoes, I take it?
I did.
Yeah.
Still do.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. But anyway, yeah, they had what was called the Goody Shop, and mm-hmm. we'd always go there for lunch. It was kind of a cafeteria thing, and it was really good food.
Hmm.
So,
well, that's a great memory.
Memories down in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Yes. I've been over there many times.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Oh, you're welcome. I love your show.
Well,
so
thank
glad you're
you.
There.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. We're approaching 10:30. Let's see here. Fran is up next. Hi, Fran.
Hi, Brian.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Good.
Good. I remember Lewis's.
Yeah.
Willis's department store.
Okay.
And also Paul Lauterborn, where you could get replacement parts for appliances and stuff.
Yeah, was
and
that?
It was like a second Huey's.
Yeah, it was downtown, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because my dad, I think I'm thinking about the same place. My dad would take his blades that he sheared the sheep with to get sharpened.
Uh-huh, yeah. And you could go in and find, like, bowls for mixers or appliance cord replacements and all those kind of things.
Wow. Yeah, he was a master of all trades, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. So.
All right. When you're sharpening blades that you shear sheep with, and that's you do about everything, I think. So.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Thank you, Fran.
You're welcome. Good luck with your walk tonight.
Thank you. I am going to enjoy that.
Okay. Well, you have a good weekend, Brian.
Talk to you soon.
Bye bye.
And I knew it wasn't. I blanked on the uncle. I knew it was Uncle John's. Uncle John's Aunt Sonia. I knew that. I just, you know, I don't know. I went blank. On that, but thank you for the email on that. That's where the hotel is now, of course. Hotel parking lot there, right there. Is this Jerry again? Another Jerry?
Well, this is a different Jerry.
Okay.
I was going to bring up Paul Lauterborn's too. It didn't matter what you need. All you did is tell him what you wanted, and he'd find it. You could not find anything on your own. You had to have him find it for you, but it was a great store. Another one I was wondering about, you might be old enough to remember this one, was Bailey and Hines Sporting Goods Shop. Where was that at?
Huh, Bailey and I don't know if I remember that.
It was up there by the train station somewhere, but I just can't remember exactly where it was. Maybe somebody will tell us.
All right, Bailey and Hines.
Yeah.
Okay.
H-I-M-E-S.
H-I-M-E-S. Okay. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
All right, 356-9397. We have news headlines with Michael Kaiser. We'll get to more phone calls, emails, and texts on Flashback Friday after this. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, Flashback Friday. Here as we flash back, we're talking department stores, retail stores, old stores that you may remember from the past that are either probably not with us in some cases, or you may remember different things about them. Real quick, Busey Home Mortgage. Busey's around. The real cost of a fixer-upper. When searching for a new home, a fixer-upper property may seem too good of a deal to pass up, but there are considerations. Location is key before you embark on this. Potential foreclosure pitfalls. Although foreclosed homes are traditionally great deals, there are potential pitfalls with buying bank-owned property. Since the former owner could no longer afford the payments, like the property likely was poorly maintained. And the cost of repairs can sometimes overwhelm you a little bit. A new front door, carpeting, kitchen, lighting fixtures instead of major and costly repairs. Look for those instead of the major ones. To learn the best home improvement bang for your buck, read our experts' insights, Busey.com. Regardless of the condition of the home, ensure purchasing a property makes financial sense, C-E-N-T-S. Consider costs for the down payment, closing process, and repairs. Busey Home Mortgage. Whether it's a fixer-upper or a dream home, they'll find the financing that's best for you. BuseyMortgage.com. Visit any Busey location or 1-800-67-BUSEY. All right, we've got a few callers here about Bailey and Himes, the question right before the break. Let's talk to Victor here. Victor, good morning.
Good morning. I talked to you earlier, and
yeah.
I won't take but a minute of your time. But Bailey and Himes, as I remember it, and I've been in the store many, many times, was on Green Street on the campus between 6th and Wright Street. And the other sporting goods store that did a great business and was well known was downtown Champaign on the corner, I believe, Walnut and Main.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Seely Johnson's.
Okay.
That's all. Oh, one
all
right. Other thing, though, there's a Swanell's drugstore, too, that used to be down on the corner where Grant's was built later
yep.
on.
You're right.
I'll let you go.
Thank you, Victor.
Other people waiting. So
yep.
I enjoy your show. Keep it up.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. From Victor to Richard. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. I was born in Gibson City, and we moved to Champaign I was about 4 and a half or so. Dad was going to go to the U of I on the GI Bill, but there was a store called Okie's Hornet's Nest up on the edge of Main Street in Gibson City, very close to some railroad tracks that were very dangerous for kids. So I couldn't go there by myself, but Oakey's had all kinds of neat stuff. But I remember when we got the champagne, I went to a hobby shop with my dad called Lori's in downtown Urbana. I don't know if you ever remember that. You're probably a little bit too young. I'm 71.
Okay. And you said it was Lori's?
Lori's, yes. Yeah. Between Race and Broadway.
Okay.
On the north side.
All right. So. Well, we'll see if anybody else remembers that, too. Thank you, Richard.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Good to hear from you. Caller says Bailey and Himes was also next door to us here at the News Gazette, where the drum store is now, Walnut and Main. So I think we've got two locations. Am I right about that for Bailey and Himes? Yeah. Okay. Very good. Dale, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, another comment along the lines of what that other caller said about Huey's. I always enjoyed some of their signs they had posted in the store. And one along the line of what he said, one sign said, if it's not on the shelf, it's on the floor. If it's not on the floor, you don't need it. I always enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did. Who came up with all those signs? I mean, was it the owner or did...
I have no idea, but my dad and I used to love to just walk around that store like did, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I wanted to tell you.
Thank you, Dale.
All right, bye-bye.
Great to hear from you. I was thinking about the A&P store. Remember that one, A&P? Wasn't it on Mattis right there? I think the Carl has the facility there right now. But the A&P store, that was kind of cool, a grocery store chain. And I do remember... And it's not a grocery store anymore, and it ended in tragedy a few years ago, but the IGA in Tolono, Maggio's IGA, and Larry Thronberg had it for a while. Different people owned it. I remember going in there grocery shopping. It was a little, I don't know how many aisles we had, 6 or 7 maybe. I know the bowling alley had 8 lanes next door. Anyway, that's a great memory. There's a IGA down in Neoga that... I've been to recently in the last year, and it reminds me very much of the old IGA in Tolono, just the way it's laid out, the signage, brought back a lot of memories. On the Castle Heating and Cooling text line says, while in college in the 80s, I used to really enjoy the Logos bookstore in Campus Town. It was my favorite with books and stationery. That's a good memory. Let's go back to the phones to Cindy. Cindy, good morning.
Hi. I was really young when this happened at the old Kmart, and I was wondering if anybody who was older than me remembers it. So it would have been, I think I was 5, so it would have been in like 1970, maybe 69 or 71, right in there. At that Kmart, they were displaying a truck with a attached, you know, like a U-Haul, say. Mm-hmm. For that day, you know, as good as I got, had the original Bonnie and Clyde car. Just, I mean, totally, completely with the glass still in the car, and you could come see it. It was like, you know, an event, like a carnival. And I was really young, and my dad took me and my sister, we were the youngest of 6, and he's Italian, and he's gone now. At his apartment in heaven. I remember that distinctly because my mom didn't go. She was with the other kids and we had our little dresses on and me and Dee Dee wanted to go see it. And I still remember looking in that old car with the glass still on the ground. So if anybody remembers from maybe 69 or early 70s, that was a big deal up at that Kmart in Urbana.
Okay, Kmart in Urbana, because I used to go to the one in Champaign all the time.
Yeah, I think it was Urbana. Now, remember, I was like 5 or 6.
Oh, yeah. No,
exciting.
I was about age, too. Yeah.
It was exciting. It was like, wow, we get to go see this old car, and it was a gangster car.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there older than us remembers it, that would be cool.
Well, thank you, Cindy.
Okay, thanks.
That's fantastic.
Bye-bye.
Let's see, email from Sally. My favorite store was Ben Franklin in Pena, Illinois. My father was a small-time farmer, 160 acres, and trying to raise 9 kids. He would give us a nickel, and as we got older, a quarter. We'd go in there, and the owner knew all of us. He would say, your brother was just here, and he got this. Why don't you get this, and then you can trade? He always gave us more. 1047, Lou is up next on the phone lines. Hi, Lou. Good morning.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Brian, this happened about 1957. I'd just been overseas, come back on leave in Ridge Farm. Didn't know Urbana or Champaign too well, but I was wanting to visit a person in Burnham Hospital who was a football player of my hometown, and I didn't know how to get out to I was on the way to Idaho by my car. So I stopped in the corner where the nurse's station was and asked this guy hitchhiking, how do I get out to 150? There was no interstate yet. He said, sure, I can tell you. Hop in. I told him, and we got up to Neil, what's Neil now, and it turned south. We got down the corner from what used to be Pines Restaurant and a trailer park on the court. And he says, well, this is where I get off. And I said, where's 150? He says, I have no idea. And so here I was stuck in, and I did find out to get out of the city, but I'll never forget that corner. But the Pines was a good restaurant there, and then there was a mobile home park on the corner, I think southeast
wow.
corner.
So where would that be today? What would be there right now? Today, just to give us a location.
Well, that's McDonald's. McDonald's.
Okay,
there.
Right there, yeah.
Neil.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was all different, but the Pines was a restaurant. Plus, I don't know what was just west of there, but I always remember that.
Yeah.
I got a free ride back, but I've never picked up another art supply hitchhiking.
Well, that's probably good advice. All right. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah.
We'll come back with more of these and this and that after this timeout. All right, combining two things in once here. Running on empty as we honor the marathoners and all the runners this weekend here in town with the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. We're also doing the Flashback Friday. Email from Rod at talk@wdws.com says, how about Goldblatt's at Country Fair Shopping Center with Joe the Minor Bird? That was from Rod. Swanson Roofing is the roofing dog, truly a family-owned business, 100% owned and operated by Corey Swanson, his wife Melissa. Corey's a graduate from Rantoul High School, the University of Illinois. This is a hands-on group here. They will take great care of you. Not good care, they will take great care of you. Comprised of roofing professionals certified in roof installation, Swanson Roofing guarantees their workmanship for the lifetime of your roof. The crew are company employees. They've been with the company for many years. I mean, these are people that are coming and going. These are been with a company, they got 401ks, full benefits, so they're incentivized to do a great job to keep working for Corey and Melissa. Swanson Roofing will help with your small repairs. They'll help save your roof, even if they did not do the roof. They're happy to come out and fix any problems. The Roofing Dog, Swanson Roofing. The Roofing Dog provides services in Champaign, Vermilion, Ford, and McLean counties. Visit Swanson Roofing online at theroofingdog.com. Back on Penny for your thoughts. We've had great stores mentioned all the way from Robertson's to Goldblatt's to Kresge's to Gary and Al's to you name it, the Five and Dime store in the various small towns, Grant's department store, great names from the past. Woolworth is another one I saw. Zany Brainy is a little more recent store, I think, but it's been out of business. Kurt is with us next. Hi, Kurt. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brian. I noticed a gentleman had called in previously and had mentioned the Pines. Where are the Pines, to get everything straight, were the Hilton Hotel is now on Neal Street, is right on that block is where Pines used to stand, and there used to be a mobile home park across the street where McDonald's is located now.
Okay.
And next to the Pines, they also had a miniature golf course. And also across the street where there's a restaurant now, they used to have the Site gas station. And the reason I used to go to Site back in my nasty days is sneak and smoke, and you could get cigarettes cheap at Site. That was one of the cheaper places to buy cigarettes back in the day. So I just thought I'd venture that. And, of course, the Pines at that time was a popular place to eat.
Oh, sure.
They tore down the original Pines, which was real nice and old-fashioned. They put a new one up, and it never did that good after that. And then
then the Uncle John's, which later became Aunt Sonia's, moved in, and that pretty well hurt the pine.
Okay. I was going to ask you if they were there together, but that came in later.
Yeah, that's right. So I just thought I'd mention that to you.
All right. Thank you, Kurt.
Hey, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yep, you bet. Good stuff. And at 10:55, we've got Brian on the line. Hi, Brian.
Hello. I was just wondering if anybody remembers the little neighborhood groceries. There was one at the corner of Race and Washington Street in Urbana called Southside Groceries, and they did everything. There was another little sundry shop called Dorothy's on California between Kohler Avenue and Ola. The little groceries, they just did everything. The last one was Johnson's in Camargo, and they just closed lately.
Okay. And there was wasn't there a grocery store right next to Lincoln Square?
Geisner's, yes.
Yeah, it used to be right there. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, that's all I got.
Very good. Thank you, Brian. 10:56, another quick break, and we'll start to close it out here for today. Boy, thank you. Thank you, thank you for all the input on this. This is always a lot of fun. We'll do it again at the end of May. We'll continue with more in a moment. Okay, it's not a great song, okay? I know, and it wasn't a hit. But if you were like me and you grew up on Sesame Street on TV, you knew this song. It's an old, old song. I know. But, okay, that's enough of that. Thank you, Scott. All right. Well, it's been great. Flashback Friday here today. Thank you for all the input. I want to remind you to keep voting on the People's Choice, 1400 WDWS, Champaign-Urbana. News Gazette Media is the best of East Central Illinois. Go to WDWS.com and cast your votes in any or all of 150 categories. The People's Choice, brought to you in part by MX Electric. Another busy week next week. We'll be back with you on Monday from 9 to 11. At midweek, Justice Robert Steigman will be with us at midweek. We've got some other things lined up as well. We'll get into that. I'll be gone on Tuesday, by the way. Scott will fill in for me on Tuesday. Got to go pick up my daughter at college. She's done for her junior year, so we'll do that on Tuesday. But back on Monday, 9 to 11. Thank you for all the input on Flashback Friday. Man, was that fun again. You're a great audience. Thank you. On WDWS, Champaign-Urbana, the news is next.